today. My name is Alex. Thank you so much for tuning in to Bacon Today. Our topic today is bacon. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. While real bacon is made from pork, you can try other types of bacon that come from different animals because they are just as good. If you don't like the time and confusion of preparing bacon at home, you can pay extra for pre-cooked bacon. Although the imitation resembles the taste of bacon, bacon that is not made from pork is not quite the same as real bacon due to its 10% fat content, which of course means that it is not exactly what the product is. When a turkey is processed into bacon and cut, as if sliced, it resembles bacon once the meat is cured. Cooking bacon on a rack makes it crisper and lets the fat drain from the bacon when cooking, making it boil. Note, you can also turn on a cold oven and cook the bacon in the oven until it is warm, but the oven should be cold when you put it in. If not preheated, your bacon will not sizzle and it will not sizzle, so place an oven rack in the middle of the oven to distribute the heat evenly. Be sure to observe the bacon for a few minutes to make sure it does not burn, and remove it right before taking it out of the oven. Continue to cook the bacon and leave it in the pan with all its fat until it is cooked through and ready to cook, brown again. Once you have learned how to cook bacon with the oven, you can return to the pan and fry it again in a few minutes. This is great to add to a breakfast casserole, chopped and topped with mashed potatoes, or even as a side dish for a hearty dinner. I really love bacon, but one thing I did have always been unpopular about it is that it can make for a disaster when fried. Gone are the days when I stood at the bubbling, popping pan of bacon while my stovetop was splashed with grease. Baked bacon is one of those rare culinary situations where the method that leads to superior results, baked bacon, is fried in the pan. Baked bacon is hands-free, which makes cleaning easier, and it is not splashed with hot fat while you stand at the stove and babysit it. Consider 10 bacon varieties that every bacon connoisseur should recognize and understand. This may sound obvious, but the significance cannot be overstated. The higher the quality of the bacon you buy, the better the finished baked bacon will taste. Cooking bacon in the oven allows you to prepare large quantities of it at once, with each slice cooked evenly and crispy. Most of the bacon you buy is cut in half, which means you only have to put the slices directly into the pan and can take them out after cooking. Since bacon is usually cooked in slices, you should cut the bacon to achieve the desired thickness of the slice. Some recipes use large pieces of bacon, but bacon plates can be sold in a variety of shapes, sizes and thicknesses, as well as on their own, so this recipe uses larger pieces than that. Another difference between different types of bacon is the thickness of the slice. There are no regulations or standard thicknesses for bacon slices, but you will see thick sliced bacon on the market. You won't see many types of bacon described as thin or sliced, but most bacon slices are about 1/16 inch thick. The main difference between pancetta and bacon is that pancakes are only cured and not smoked. Canadian bacon can be cured and smoked much better than most other types of bacon. Italian pork products have a slightly different flavor profile from bacon because they are made from pork belly. In this case, however, the taste will not be as strong as the spice notes contained in the healing process. There is always the possibility of using nitrates, but nothing like salt or herbs. Gower says the nitrate producer's attachment to the bacon is largely cultural. Bacon, cured in the traditional way with nitrate or nitrite, will miss what Gower calls the hard, delicious, almost metallic taste that makes bacon a bacon flavor for British consumers. If necessary, bacon is an old comfort that we cling to, even though it has been proven to be harmful. In the US, smoked bacon slices are less commonly used than the streaky version, but can be found in many restaurants and restaurants in the UK, as well as in some grocery stores. In the United States and other parts of the world, bacon is often used as a condiment to other foods, and streaky bacon has been used in toppings for centuries. Thank you all for joining us again on Bacon, it's been a pleasure. See you next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today.